For the Railway Club Hotel, Port Melbourne, Melbourne's best steak venue.
Fair bit to discuss on and off the field in the world of footy. The Gold Coast are making all sorts of headlines. Good to see you, Robbo.
G'day, Brent. How are you?
Going pretty well. Love to be just talking about the footy, but we don't really get a chance to do that the majority of times these days.
No, just when we think that it's going to stay on field, something happens off field and away we go. It was a crazy sort of weekend, wasn't it? The footy on Thursday and Friday was just magnificent.
Great games.
Yep. Thursday night will take off. The AFL's going to be playing really good games on it. It was a cracking game. And if you're back for Collingwood, don't often say that, you know, there's sort of gallantry in the defeat. But if you're a Magpies fan and you stopped watching or went to the game and you walked away, you'd think to yourself, you know, we're on the right track.
Yep.
They were fantastic. And Richmond on Friday night was the best win of the year by any team. By any team.
Yeah, an amazing win. I mean, that second quarter, they got pants with it. 5 goals to zip and couldn't get their hands on the footy. And
murdered. Absolutely murdered. And
credit to them. But I thought Sydney also, I've never seen them sort of capitulate like that as well. I know Richmond's pressure was great.
Yeah, now Richmond, you've got to give credit to Richmond. They didn't allow Sydney to do that. Yeah, but see, in the first half, Sydney didn't allow Richmond to do what they wanted to do. Mm. And in the second half, Richmond... To be 5 down at the half and be on the road and come away and sort of a runaway win at the end. For the longer it went, I think the Tigers were going to kick away. So, it was a magnificent performance. Clearly, I reckon the best win of the season by any team.
Yeah, when they're up, it adds a great layer to the footy, doesn't it? I mean, if you're neutral or you're just not even a Richmond fan, I mean, it's just a bit of comp for mine. Go to the footy when they're going in the roar.
Yeah, it's nice.
The song.
It's nice. And then from those two games, however, it got a bit sort of, not nasty, I suppose. Sam Mitchell and then the revelations on Sunday, which has thrown the football world into a little bit of chaos, which is the Gold Coast Suns revelations yesterday. A lot happening up on the Gold Coast today. Meetings between management and the players. The AFL Players Association, the AFL. So we'll have a better idea what's happening at the end of the day.
94291116. You can always get involved in this hour, of course, and have a chat to Robbo with some great prizes to give away. Anything you want to put on the footy menu from the weekend. And, you know, here we are sitting with Fremantle on top. West Coast have been the surprise packet. Sydney, Hawthorn, the usual suspects around that top four. And the emerging teams, Collingwood, Richmond. You know, I saw Adelaide on the weekend, Robbo, who were...
Pretty ordinary, actually.
Very ordinary. And you know, really, it was Brisbane who just sort of stopped playing a little bit and they ran out of legs. But they were buzzing around. It was a great three quarters. Their pressure was outstanding.
If they had a bit more depth in the forward line, they would have won. As simple as that. If they had a couple of goal kickers, next day is going to be a pretty good player.
He's
shown that. But if they had a couple of more experienced players down that end, they would have won that game.
Yeah, their small fleet is as good going around. When Zorko gets his hands on the ball and they can rebound from half back and, you know, Louis Taylor, who no one wants to go near him. I know if you look at it, his efficiency isn't always as good as the best, but he gets his hands on the ball. You go forward, you've got Green buzzing around.
They're good buzzers. There's no doubt they're good buzzers, but you can't, it's unsustainable football if you're going to play buzz football. You've got to have your tools.
No, you're right.
You've got to have your tools. And I'm sure they're... They're looking high and low to try and find a couple for next year. Charlie Dixon's in their sights.
Mm.
He might be gettable now, Charlie Dixon. You never know.
Just before we go to our calls, we know the Gold Coast are in meetings, as you mentioned, and all this has come out yesterday. They got into Carlton. They're back on the plane last night. You've written the piece, of course, as you do, on a Monday, the Sons of Anarchy, the tackle. Rumblings of drug use at the Gold Coast have become a roar, and the AFL must act. Where's this going to go, Robbo?
Not must act. I mean, the AFL, they investigated at the time with Carmichael Hunt, and every media organisation or members of the media were talking to the AFL and Gold Coast. And we had John Witherith on this again, crunch time about, what are we, June 16, June 29, 2.5 weeks ago. And he said, there's no evidence. You know, did they look hard? Did they really look hard? Now, the AFL has a really good relationship with the Australian Crime Commission. We know that through the Essendon links. And did the AFL really look hard and investigate the Hunt business at the time? There's been a little bit of noise around it, but nothing sufficient. I just wondered if Sydney journalist Buzz Rothfield can get hold of some police tapes. I wonder why the Gold Coast Suns and the AFL couldn't. You know, there's a long-going investigation on the Gold Coast about drugs, and it's been linked to Carmichael Hunt, and clearly now been linked to drug use at the Gold Coast Suns. So, I mean, either Carmichael Hunt's telling lies, or the $100 million baby up there has got some pretty serious cultural issues.
I mean, when people say internally that they've had no idea that anything's happened, I can believe that. I mean, sometimes things can be, if you're a bit naive to drugs and you can't detect that sort of, you know, the behavioural patterns of people, you know, it can just sort of go right through you. But you'd have to think, Robert, you know, in a footy club environment where people are living in each other's pockets day to day, unlike, say, a local footy club where they don't spend as much time at the place and there's a lot of time away that you can't control, that maybe, you know, some of this stuff was known.
It had to be known. I mean, Withers in that interview said, you know, we sat down, we asked the players, and they said, no, nothing to see here. What did they do then? Close the book and say, okay, move on. Everything's hunky-dory up here.
Hmm.
Fact of the matter is it something that doesn't happen at other clubs? Probably not. You know, if I had a guess, you know, do players take drugs? Do people take drugs? Yes. It's just the fact of the matter which I pushed this morning was, how hard did the AFL and the Gold Coast Suns administration look? Really? How hard did they look? I just wonder if they're going after the same endeavours as they went after Essendon. Now, what is going to happen? I don't think a lot, to be honest. I think it might happen. Are they going to penalise the players? Players get tested all the time and they've got drugs in their body and they get a strike.
Mm.
These guys haven't been tested.
No.
Carmichael Hunt's name, 6, 7, 8 players, unless they put their head up and say, yes, it's me, what can they do? Nothing.
No, that's a good call.
What can they do? And if they do put their hand up, and they'll say, well, righto, you can self-report and have a strike. Okay? Everyone moves on. But the bigger issue is that this is an expansion club. $100 million plus has been ploughed into this organisation. $100 million of the game's money.
Hmm.
And we've got a lot of clubs poor at the moment or in debt, and the money's going in. We've got to expand the game. Yes, we must do that. It's really disappointing for the competition to have this sort of crisis, maybe, yes, crisis at that football club going on. I mean, seriously, there's got to be some serious talks had with the playing group. And I'm sure other playing groups have had serious talks as well. I know they have. But it doesn't look good when this is the AFL team. This is the AFL baby.
Mm.
Compare them to the GWS. I can't think of any scandal that's come out of the GWS.
Nothing.
And there's been barking mad about the culture at the club for some time.
Mm.
They're playing poorly. They got beaten by Carlton yesterday. They're sitting on the bottom of the ladder. So they've got a long injured list. They're sitting on the bottom of the ladder. And there's revelations this morning that there's a two-tier system at the football club, those who follow God and those who don't. So thrown together, you think, what in the hell is going on up there? It's an amazing thing what Rodney Eade has walked into as coach. Did he know all this when he walked in? Absolutely not.
Wouldn't have thought so. Let's go to some calls. Plenty hanging on to have a chat to you, Robbo. 9429 1116. Anything you want to put on the footy menu over the next hour. Tim's out in Armidale to kick us off. G'day, Tim.
G'day, Robbo. You're a star.
G'day, Tim.
Really enjoy your work. Now, I'll be quick. Obviously, Hawthorn are clearly a great team. That's pretty obvious. But I do think they're getting a little bit cocky. And I know that, most unsociable football, whatever, can get an advantage or whatever. But we do have to remember that that they've had a reasonable, I'll try and be quick, they've had a reasonable degree of luck in all their three premierships. In 08, Geelong kicked badly. Now, of course, bad kicking is bad football. In 2013, I think it was, Varko missed from 25 metres, which would level the scores with 1 minute to go, which would have forced it into overtime, where Geelong had the momentum.
Yep.
And in 2014, I'm a Geelong supporter, but in 2014, I believe that Port Adelaide clearly outplayed Hawthorn in the prelim, and we're always just missing on the wrong side of the post, whereas it seemed as though Hawthorn were just...
Can you be lucky three times?
On the right side of the post. Well, I think...
Everyone needs luck. Anyway, okay, you think they're lucky. What about the unsociable Hawks?
The unsociable Hawks? Well, I don't believe it's right that guys are just fine for whacking a guy in the stomach that brings, I think, at least Eddie Betts was brought to his knees. I'm not sure about the other guy. I think he was as well. I don't think that's fineable. I think you should be suspended for that. You know, guys like Wayne Carey, who was really tough and great, but he says, oh, no, they should just ignore things like that. But, you know, you can't have a culture of going around just belting people ad hoc.
No, you cannot. You cannot. I tend to agree with the punching in the guts. Unsociable Hawks, part of the MMO. You want to knock over Hawthorn, maybe you get unsociable as well. And that's just proven through history.
Yep.
Generally, the more aggressive, more intimidating teams win the grand final. You either catch them and beat them yourself or wait till they get old and fade away. So I don't like people whinging about Hawthorn. You want to do something about it, you stand up to them. What Sam Mitchell did on the weekend, you know what? Yeah, not a good look, but Essendon supporters and Essendon, they've got to suck it up. That's my opinion.
Yeah, just on Mitchell, Bob at Port Melbourne just before the break. Bob, you got a thought on Sam Mitchell? No, Bob's gone. Okay, we'll come back with more calls after the break. The Hawks, any other topic you want to bring up? Certainly your thoughts on the world of footy. Mark Robinson here from the Herald Sun. You can read his piece, of course, The Tackle, in the Herald Sun today. Back with more in just a tick.
You might be thinking of taking up a trade or upgrading your skills for the construction industry. Maybe you haven't decided which trade is for you. That's fine. At Swinburne, we have the right programs, teachers and state-of-the-art facilities for you. Apply now for building, carpentry, electrical, horticulture or plumbing training at Swinburne. Flexible study options are available at our Croydon, Hawthorn and Wonturna campuses, and vet fee help is available to eligible students. Call us on 1300 275 794 or search Swinburne Trades.
Training organisation ID 305.
If you're in a legal dispute and looking to avoid costly legal proceedings, you need a professional legal team with you right from the start, like Dangerfield Exley Lawyers.
The whole process was refreshingly stress-free.
Their unlimited access through the dispute and mediation process was invaluable.
They were with me every step of the way and helped me get back on my feet.
With their common sense legal advice, they were across everything.
Dangerfield Exley Lawyers. Always available, always professional. Go to dangerfieldlaw.com for help avoiding the courtroom.
Last chance. Harvey Norman half-yearly clearance ends Tuesday. Open till 9 p.m. Monday and Tuesday. Plus, last chance to buy on a massive 50 months interest-free. Zero interest, no deposit with 50 equal monthly payments until July 2019. Approved applicants only. Minimum financed amount $490. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Last chance. Harvey Norman open till 9 p.m. Monday and Tuesday. Trading hours may vary. Check online or in-store for details.
I'm a smart builder because I'm insured with IMA, and I expect every subbie that comes onto my worksite to have insurance like me. As far as I'm concerned, if you work uninsured or don't have the right insurance, you're a bloody fool.
For the perfect public liability, tools and income protection policy at the best price. Before you pick up the tools, pick up the phone and call 1800 284 627 or visit imar.com.au.
Where the train is late, that's IMA.
New house and land is on sale at Gisborne Village.
Go online to gisbornevillage.com.au. With land from 750 to 3,500 square metres, Gisborne Village suits the homeowner who wants to upscale and spread out, but still live within walking distance to the shops, aquatic centre and local schools. Gisborne Village, land up to 3,500 square metres on sale now, but be quick before they're all sold.
Come home to Gisborne Village, a Townsend community.
gisbornevillage.com.au. On 11.16 SEN, halftime with Brett Phillips for the Photon Tunland, the only ute that comes with the legendary Cummins engine. And Booze Bids, register now, the new way to buy alcohol.
Welcome back at 23 past one. Mark Robinson with us talking some footy. You can read his tackle piece in the Herald Sun today. Sons of Anarchy, and there's meetings going on at the Gold Coast. And if anything does come to hand, we'll hear from Andrew Travis after 2 o'clock. The CEO's
spoken this morning,
made some comments today.
Yeah, it's an interesting situation. It really is. You know, people ask. Well, the AFL asserted that Essendon people should have known what was going on at Essendon, that they should be held responsible. And the argument was, how are they supposed to be, unless you're standing next to Stephen Dank and Dean Robinson, and you saw what was alleged that they did, which has been alleged and not proven in the AFL anti-doping tribunal. People argue if you're blaming the AFL who set up the Gold Coast Suns, well, how were they supposed to know?
No.
Well, the same question was put at Essendon's officials. How we didn't know about Stephen Dank? Well, the same question to the AFL and Gold Coast Suns. Well, how didn't you know about Carmichael Hunt? Well, how are we supposed to know? Well, it's the same question at both organisations.
That's right.
It's pretty hard to know now, but someone's got to be responsible. Someone's got to be responsible. I can't guarantee you, but I'll be really, really confident that the chairmen of the other 17 teams in this competition will be saying, what are we doing? What is this new franchise doing to our game? Again, it's not the only club, but this is revelations in headlines all around Australia on Sunday morning. All that money's gone in, and we've got players just absolutely disrespecting the club and the competition.
More to come on it today. Essendon, I've just got some word through. Robbo have confirmed that Jake Carlisle's going to miss the next 4-6 out of that Bombers team. We'll get onto them as a talking point in a moment. Tony at Vermont is with us. G'day, Tony.
G'day, fellas. How are we going?
Good.
Yeah, Tony.
It's good. Just getting away from the Brisbane and other issues. Just a an oddity of the weekend games that no team that let it court at time won the game.
Yeah, it doesn't happen very often, does it?
Surprised if it happens at all.
No, that's not a bad little stat. Nice little fancy stat. Fact, Tony. Gee, momentum swings in footy are amazing. I don't think I've had called a season like it where you think a team, and I've been guilty of it, I reckon, three or four times of going with your instinct and your gut feel to say, gee, I don't reckon the opposition can work their way back here. Yeah. And then five or six goals gets whittled away in the space of 10 minutes.
Yeah, it can. It can. Thanks, Tony.
Good on you, Tony. Michael at Roxburgh Park. G'day, Michael.
G'day, boys. Before I start, I want to talk about the Tigers just real quick. But, Rob, I just want to say, as a supporter, mate, of this great game, I rate you, bud. You love your club, and you can see that. But, so just keep your chin up, mate. That's first of all I wanted to say. I highly respect you. But on the Tigers, I watched the game against Sydney with a Sydney mate. And in the third quarter when we basically split them open, I think we scored seven goals. He turned around and said, yeah, he hasn't seen a quarter like that against the Swans since the grand final with the Hawks. And I went back and had a look at the numbers. We've done it four or five times now where we've split teams open by seven, 8 goals. And it made me reflect back on Richmond has always been the butt of most jokes from most supporters. But since really 2012, we've invested in the draft. People go on about this misconception that it's always our first round picks. But if you don't look at the development that's in the Richmond Football Club with your Camden McIntosh, third round choice, Bachelor, again, another third round, Ryan's a rookie listed player. Look, I could go on. They're all now have played together for a while and are starting to develop that consistency. So, I wanted to say and get your opinion on, guys.
The Tigers, thanks. Thanks there, Mick. You can tell you love your Tigers. The Tigers are playing really good footy. I'm going to have to address the Tigers this week at some stage. But, Fremantle on the road, Sydney on the road, Richmond fans should be delighted. Are they good enough to win the flag? Who knows? Right, but right now they're showing that they're good enough to contend. Now, as the pressure goes up later in the year, we'll find out. As we do every year, are teams ready to cope, or can they cope with that extra pressure in a second semi-final, a qualifying final, a preliminary final weekend where it's intense? Every possession's almost intense in these close games. So We'll find out about the Tigers.
Yep.
At some stage off the field, the Tigers have been outstanding under Brendan Gale and now Peggy O'Neill. And before that, Gary March. They set themselves a plan. They've stuck to it. They've got 70,000 fans. It's terrific. They've played finals. It looks like they're going to play finals again. Richmond on a pretty happy pathway at the moment.
Going well. Just need to win that. First objective is to win a final, isn't it? That's
they've got to win one. But once they win one, the hunger's enormous. And then you can say, right, let's win again. They're not playing a team of Hercules the next week. They're not playing them in the first week.
Mm.
It's belief and performance. That's all it is. And if they can put it together like they have in the last 2 weeks. That's why I think their weekend game, the Friday night game against Sydney, was the best win of the year.
Yep.
When you're away, I mean, we don't have home and away in Melbourne anymore. We got Etihad Stadium and we've got the MCG. For many, many years, when I was growing up, it was the suburban home and away.
Yeah.
And the home team has a clear advantage, just like Geelong. And that's why Melbourne had a terrific win down there. When you go to Sydney and play the Swans and they're a Raiders of top three team, and to be five down at the half and run over them in the second half, that's a mighty effort. A mighty effort. It's everything that you want in your football team, which is, righto, turn around a poor performance, which is hard to do.
Mm.
Stand up individually and collectively. Individually, example, Trent Cotchin's couple of moments there in the third quarter were just outstanding. You know, Brandon Ellis lifting after half time. You know, I gave my like in the tackle today to none of those obvious ones, and they were all good. But Anthony Miles, to me, from go to woe, he was up against what we would consider one of the best midfields in the competition, and I think he finished with 570-plus metres gained, which is top two, top three on the ground. He had a massive, massive performance.
Yeah, just kept crashing and bashing and... Yeah, look. The Tigers are thereabouts. I mean, we always talk about their stars, and Eve Marich and Delidio and Rance and Cochin and these guys.
Every team needs their best six players to play well.
So we're looking at Richmond and going, okay, is that the bottom tier going to stand up? And they're becoming a bit more dependable, aren't they? That you can go to a game thinking that guy's going to play his role and do his job, and then you've got your stars who. I want to ask you about Dustin Martin in a moment. We'll get a couple more calls in. David in Kilsyth. G'day, David.
Yeah, hi, Robbo. Just with the Collingwood game, like, obviously, I thought Collingwood could hold their heads up high, but what lost Collingwood the game was in the first three quarters, they let two goals in with 3 minutes to go in the first. Walters kicked one with 9 seconds to go in the second. Walters kicked another one in the third quarter with 6 seconds to go. That's four goals they kicked in junk time.
Yeah, they were, but, I mean, I don't think... Instead of blaming Collingwood for letting them through, you got to almost praise Fremantle for actually doing it. You know, doing it's far harder than stopping it, I reckon, because you can put numbers back and all that sort of stuff. But Fremantle showed what a good side they were and what a great little player Michael Walters is. I'm going to feel for the Australian selectors later in the year when they've got to choose a small forwards role. I mean, Michael Walters is just a beauty. Jamie Elliott, Eddie Betts has got to be in the team. But Collingwood again, I'll say it again on Thursday night. Every single person who follows football in this land were mighty impressed with Collingwood's performance on Thursday night. Mighty. They just never gave up. It was trench footy, and they stood up. They had bodies there, and every time the ball... It was like the Fremantle-Adelaide game. I don't know if you watched it in the wet. Every time the ball went to an area, every single player committed themselves to either trying to mark, trying to tackle... to get involved. And sometimes players peel off and try and get easy balls, etc. That didn't happen at Collingwood and Fremantle on the weekend. That was just head down, go as hard as you can. If the ball's there, you go second effort. The ball's there, you go third effort.
Yep.
And as I said, Nathan Buckley's got a lot to work with.
Yeah, and you have Bucks with you on 360 every Monday night. He's so well-spoken and just... trying to read between the lines and be on the inside. It feels like a really good harmonious symbiosis.
He's a cagey bastard, though, Bucks. He doesn't give too much away.
No, but just in terms of it looks like he and the players...
Oh, at Collingwood.
...together. I mean, he sort of weathered the storm a bit early, but now he's sort of got the squad he wants. And they, you know, I mean, it's a testing environment. We know pressure every week, but they seem like they're on the same page on a mission.
Yeah, it's a really good story. And I think that will be explored further we go into the season with Collingwood, because everyone was saying... Bucks have got rid of all the loud mouths, and Harry's gone, all the disruptive people, Heeshaw's gone, Dagey wanted to get out, they didn't really stop him, etc., etc. Oh, now this is Bucks teams. Is he going to coach like a captain early? You know, this is my way, and be a bit rigid. But clearly, right now,
yep,
you would say that Collingwood players and Nathan Buckley, the coach, like a hand in a glove, and they'll only get better with more experience.
Great game Friday night, live here on SEN Hawthorn and at the Pies. Going to be a beauty Friday night footy, Thursday night footy. It's a full smorgasbord. Robbo's with us. You can read his piece in the Herald Sun today. 9429 1116. We'll take some more calls as we talk plenty of footy, and we'll check in at Sports Central next.
The Run Home with David Schwartz and Mark Allen.
We had a massive week on The Run Home. You can head to sen.com.au for all the highlights, including Australian cricket coach Darren Lehman on Graham Swann's criticism of Stephen Smith.
Smithy's got a different technique, but so did Byron Lara, so did Jacques Callis, so did Sachin Tendulkar. Ricky Ponting knows great, and obviously Stephen's not there yet, but he's certainly playing the brand of cricket and the style to make runs in Test Match cricket. He's got a thirst for runs, and he was very good in the West Indies again for us. So conditions are going to be different here in England, we know that. We've been here not so long ago, so all the players know what to expect.
We'll catch from four with Dermot Brereton's Round 13 analysis, plus Crime Time, Rowan Connolly, he's got all the big AFL issues.
The Run Home, spoil yourself at Hyundai with a little luxury this end of financial year and community training initiatives. Need a builder's license? For free information sessions, visit ctibuild.com.au. 4 to 7 weekdays on 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport.
Hi, I'm Jack, and my dad's Pete from the Mornington and Rosebud Telstra stores. This year's winners of the Telstra Licensee of the Year Award. My dad has been really busy lately, but he and the team have been recognised for their customer service excellence. And you really need to get in store and experience it for yourself. So drop in and see the Telstra Licensee of the Year team at the Telstra store in Mornington or Rosebud.
Or call us on 1300 My Telstra.
And in the meantime, I'm off to go kick the footy with Dad. Well done, Dad.
Thanks, son.
Who makes the whey protein isolate for bulk nutrients? Bulk Nutrients do, right here in Australia. That's why, when you need to build lean muscle and boost your recovery rate, Bulk Nutrients can help you do it better and at a much lower homegrown price. Whey protein isolate is just $36 a kilo. So weigh up the competition, then weigh in on whey protein isolate from Bulk Nutrients. All protein powders from Bulk Nutrients comply with the ASADA prohibited substances list. Get your free sample at bulknutrients.com.au.
It's now predicted you'll need about 1.5 million to retire comfortably at the age of 65. Will you be ready? AR Property Investments are holding a free information night to help you solve the mysteries of investing in the security of property. If you're time poor and you don't know how property investment works, come to our free information night Monday, July 20th at 7 p.m. It's free, but seats are limited, so call AR Property Investments on 9395 7355. Don't miss out. 9395 7355.
A bloke loves a burger, and a bloke loves his babes. Add a Bute beer and you got a big boys' night out. Burgers and Babes, every Saturday night. The best in beers, burgers, sports on screens, games, prizes, and of course, the babes.
Hi.
After the footy, for a sports club do, or for a big boys' night out, Burgers and Babes, Colonial Hotel City. Book at burgersandbabes.com.au or 1-800-MY-EVENT. Mention SEN for a decent discount. Beauty. Sports
Central. For A&E Electrics, upgrade your switchboard before June 30 for a free air conditioner.
Good afternoon, I'm Brett Thomas. Gold Coast won't seek to speak with Carmichael Hunt directly, despite Chief Executive Andrew Travis conceding it's unlikely the club's request for a statement regarding his revelation of widespread cocaine use will be granted. The Suns will begin questioning their players today and are seeking clarification from Hunt's lawyers and News Corp, who revealed his claims to Queensland crime investigators of a post-season drug bender. Travis is expecting their requests for more information to be denied.
I probably think it's unlikely, but we're certainly going to ask because it's only fair we get
the information that others have their hands on.
Essendon has confirmed Jake Carlisle will be out for 4 to 6 weeks. The forward hurt his ankle in the final seconds of the weekend's loss to Hawthorn. Aussie coach Darren Lehman is dismissing talk out of England that batsman Steve Smith is vulnerable at number three. The suggestion was first raised by former test spinner Graham Swan and has been repeated by Stuart Broad, who believes Smith's elevation up the order could be an advantage for the hosts. Lehman believes it's a poor attempt at mind games.
I thought this sledging stuff is supposed to stop. There's a lot of sledging going on in the media. Oh, look, they're allowed to have their comments. I'm not too worried about that. I think Steve Smith's a pretty good player. I think he got 199 at number three the other week. Yeah. So I think it'd be fine.
And defending champion Novak Djokovic is one of a host of big names in action tonight for the opening day of Wimbledon. Also in action, Stan Wawrinka, Kei Nishikori, Maria Sharapova, Serena Williams and Anna Ivanovic. They'll be joined by 11 Aussies, including Leighton Hewitt, who's making his final appearance at the All England Club.
Sports Central for A&E Electrics. Upgrade your switchboard before June 30 for a free air conditioner.
In the news at 2, a man arrested for carrying a knife at High Point. 2SN weather partly cloudy this afternoon, a top of 14 degrees. Currently in Melbourne, it's 13. And the footy continues Thursday night from 7 with Sydney and Port Adelaide from the SCG on 11.16 SEN.
Hurry, get Frank Health Insurance by June 30 for your first month free on combined cover. Phones open until midnight. Visit frankhealthinsurance.com.au. Conditions apply.
On 11.16 SEN, halftime with Brett Phillips. For the Photon Tunland, the only ute that comes with the legendary Cummins engine. And Booze Bids. Register now, the new way to buy alcohol.
Robbo with us always between 1 and 2 on a Monday. Of course, you can read he's a piece of the tackle, Sons of Anarchy and the Herald Sun amongst all this great stuff during the week. 360, of course, coming up tonight. Always one of my favourite shows. Robbo, tune into
that
as always. Plenty of calls, 9429 1116. We're happy to talk all matters footy in this hour. Brad's out at Craigieburn, wants to talk about the West Coast Eagles. Not too many pumping up the Eagles here in Melbourne, but Brad, you'll, I'm sure, do that.
How's it going, boys?
Good.
Yeah, just wanted, I've got a bit of an opinion on West Coast. I just want to see what Robbo's thoughts were. They're second at the moment, but between round 15 and round 21, they've got to play Hawthorn, Sydney, Fremantle and Collingwood. So I think that's really going to show where they are. I just thought, I think that their back line is a little bit susceptible, and probably their midfield, I don't think they've got enough run with midfielders.
What, tagging midfielders?
Midfielders who get the ball and just, you know, break the line. I think that got a lot of inside mids and our exposure's a bit susceptible, but I think...
So I reckon your midfield depth is one of the things, a real plus for you. I mean, Gaff's playing his best year, Masson's having his best year, Pierce is the same as last year, Yeo was a really good find. Wellingham's playing his best football since he's arrived there. That's not hard. He had a wretched 2014. Nick Nat's playing, in the last couple of weeks, he's just been playing super football. Lacroix's going into the midfield and just giving a bit more polish. You know, I don't think the issue is that. The back line's interesting. McGovern's hurt, but I think the week off will help him. But he seems to be carrying for the last 3-4 weeks, so you don't want him to go down. You are in trouble, I reckon.
Yep.
Hearn's having a pretty good year. As I said, Wellingham on the other half. They're going a lot better than what I imagine most people would have thought. But after 12 games, they're 9-3. They will get, not found out, we will know more about them after that run of games against the top group. Now, if they win those games or win 3 of the 4, people will seriously contend that these people can be a premiership chance.
Yeah, absolutely. And Darling comes back the last couple to support.
Fantastic.
Kennedy.
Yeah.
So and you kick with a bit of confidence when you've got those two.
Yeah, they have. They have. I mean, Josh Kennedy, what's he got? 46 goals,
yep.
10 rounds to go. Like, he's on track for 90.
Mm.
You know, it's and Hill. Hill, yeah, what's his first name?
Josh
Hill. I thought he was gone about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
In and out. I thought he was gone when Rocket was at the Dogs. I thought he was gone last year. He's come back in. He's contributing again. And Cripps has been a real find as well. So they've got, are they young? They're not yet young, but they're not that old. They've just got a nice little group of players who They seem to be working well together under Adam Simpson. But we'll, as it happens every year, we'll find out about all these teams.
I mean, I think all of us would say they'll drop a couple of picks. I mean, we probably can't imagine them finishing second after the home and away season. But who knows? It's just a fascinating season. We dare to look in advance too far, Robbo.
That's very true.
Thanks, Brad. Appreciate that. Mark Ed in Hoppers Crossing. G'day, Mark.
Yeah, g'day, guys. How are you, Robbo?
G'day, Mark.
How you doing?
Going well, pal.
Good on you, mate. Look, Robbo, I'm a loyal, disgruntled Essendon member, supporter, you know, mate, whatever.
Yep.
Mate, look, before I get on to Hurdy, my opinion, I think, mate, everybody involved in this, you know, drug thing, scandal, saga, you know, mate, from top to the bottom, you know, from the board down, mate, they all should be shown the door because, in my opinion, this club will not truly move on until this happens, you know, really. Over the past month, you know, they haven't been performing. You know...
You're just a disgruntled Essendon supporter, aren't you? They've been playing like crap. We all know that. Their ball movement was better on the weekend than it's been for 4 or 5 weeks. You know, they're actually linking up through the middle and kicked a couple of goals from it. And I watched the game and I was at the game and I don't know why, but the replay was on. I was working last night and someone said, oh, that's their best bit of play, ball movement in 5 weeks. And it felt like that. It made me think over the weekend, you know, people saying, they're talking about Hurd. Hurd's got to go so the club can move on. I mean, really, would say if Hurd wasn't there, would Sam Mitchell still do what he did? Yep. Absolutely. Will Essendon players still get taunted by the crowd? Yep. So they actually just got to keep the people that they think is best for their football club.
What's your take on Bomber's comments on the weekend? I mean, you know him well. And
yeah, we'll be asking whenever I see Bomber again, Wednesday night. What do I think of Bomber's comments? So Bomber's got a bee in his bonnet about the club. There's no doubt about that. There's no doubt. It all got messy around the BNF time, and then he took overseas. Who was going to get sacked? Who wasn't going to get sacked? You know, Bomber, was he approached? Would he consider coaching the joint? Then it ended badly with Bomber. He said several times, many times this year, that everyone's not on the same page out there. So I think that Hurd's got little chance of surviving because there will be people out at that football club who will decide, no, we've got to move on without you, James Hurd. Which is a really interesting thing to say because as soon as it's why the story in today's paper, front page.
Yep.
No, not front page. Page 2. Bomber's boss tip for GP job. Now, if Hurd goes, Paul Little goes. As simple as that. I mean, he was vice chairman.
You get a feeling that and you hate to try and predict ahead and, you know, look very much on the outside trying to look in here, but, gee, if things keep going pear-shaped on field, I mean, you think, just trying to read the tea leaves a little bit, that something will give.
Yeah, it'd be interesting if the clubs decide to pay out James Hurd.
This is the difficulty the whole time, because they're dealing with an absolute champion of the club. This has been something I'm sure they've wrestled with for so long.
Yeah, I tell you what, boards don't wrestle with that emotion. You know what boards wrestle with? Money.
Yeah.
Okay, and Essendon have lost many, many millions in the last couple of years. So they're gonna pay Hurd $800,000 to go away for a year and not coach, and then pay him another $750,000 to not coach next year. I mean, it's not a great business decision that to fork out $1.5 to $1.75 million for a guy who's coaching.
Well, I suppose it depends if, you know, if the money comes from outside, then that's a different issue.
Yeah, they could. The funny thing about footy, no matter what happens in the boardroom, no matter what happens, wins keep everything smooth.
Absolutely. Mark's in Brisbane, just on the Bombers. G'day, Mark.
G'day, guys. Thanks very much for taking me call. Another disgruntled and frustrated Essendon supporter. Our family's been following the Bombers for 70 years. One of the problems I think we've got, really, backline's doing a really good job. Midfield is okay, but our forward line's an absolute shambles. I don't know where
you, Robbo, with your opinion on Joe Danaher. I think he's still a couple of years away, mate. Really?
Yeah, no, he is. Clearly, he's a work in progress. Clearly, he. Yeah. See, I don't think that I'm not with you on the strength of the midfield. I think the midfield's slow, not tough enough. Mm. I don't think Cooney's worked. Brendan Gotto plays an interesting role, not a bad role, not a good role, just an interesting role. Zach Merritt's improved. You do need tools to kick goals and mark the ball, and you need mid-sized forwards to kick goals, and Essendon have got neither.
No, their list, which has been scrutinised in the last 24 to 48 hours, is, well, certainly not where they'd want it to be. And looking ahead to next year, have they got anything to salvage for this year? I mean, there's some big decisions to be made at Essendon. We'll talk about that after the break. And some more calls, 9429 1116 with Robbo on the studio.
Whatever type of runner you are, it's time to register for the 2015 Medibank Melbourne Marathon Festival. Early bird entries are open until June 30 at melbournemarathon.com.au. There's a distance for everyone, from the 3K walk to the 42K marathon, with all competitors finishing with a lap of the famous MCG. Also, join our team at sen.com.au for your chance to win a Team SEN prize pack, including a pair of ASICS running shoes, running gear, and a whole lot more. See you at the G for the 2015 Medibank Melbourne Marathon Festival, Sunday, October 18.
There are now 14 officially recognised occasions when you may use the phrase, "How good is this?" Example 2, you've saved up and got the family to Hawaii for a week. A pilot strike keeps you there for a month and the hotel gives you a full upgrade for the duration.
Hey, Dale, how good is this?
Example 14, you and a mate have got reserved seats at Etihad Stadium. Not only are they on level 2, they're right on centre wing. It's the ultimate. Your mate turns to you and says,
"How good is this?"
The new centre wing membership at Etihad Stadium. Find out more at centrewing.com.au.
Small business, up to $20,000 instant depreciation. The Small Business Tiger is out of the bag. Harvey Norman sales are up, and it's thanks to small business. Small business is now expected to, if not boom, then certainly expand. $20,000. It's a great incentive. Thank you, government.
Hepworth, police driver.
Yeah, which one?
Sorry?
Well, there's an Hepworth in Richmond. Hey, you're not having a heart attack, are you, mate?
What? No.
Oh, good. Look, very good emergency there. I mean, Hepworth is also in the CBD. Box Hill, Brighton, Camberwell, Berwick, East Melbourne, Lilydale. Or you might care to check the site of the new Hepworth campus in Hawthorne. Oh, very nice French way, that site.
Are you into that sort of thing?
Oh, no, the ex-wife.
Always getting better. So you do. Hepworth. Better.
Attention business owners. Thousands of potential clients are on the internet right now searching for a product or service like yours. Will they find you or your competitors? Here's where it gets tricky. How do you get on that critical first page of Google when thousands of competitors are all marketing for the same keywords? Call King Kong. We offer a guarantee that you will be on up to 150 first page search results. Simply visit kingkong.com.au to download your stunning free report on how to beat your competitors to the first page. That's kingkong.com.au.
On 1116 SEN, halftime with Brett Phillips. For the Photon Tunland, the only ute that comes with the legendary Cummins engine. And Booze Bids. Register now, the new way to buy alcohol.
Welcome back at 9 to 2 with Robbo talking plenty of footy. 9429 1116. One astute SMS. So what happened to the Dustin Martin question? Yeah, we do get sidetracked. Lots of footy going on in this hour. Just before we get back to our calls, I've been debating this one with a few Tigers fans in the last few days, Robbo. And what level can Dustin Martin? Is there another gear in your mind that he can go to? Because I look at Dustin Martin, I think, this is a guy that should be taking the game by the scruff of the neck a lot more than he does. And I know he's still probably heading towards that peak period of his career.
Yep.
I mean, he can do that fend off, he can show strength, he can, you know, kick big clutch goals, but not happening enough. I know his inside game, that's still a work in progress, but where can he go to?
He's an outside burst player. He really is. He's an outside burst player, and get the ball is can be a beautiful kick.
I talked to some people who will say to me, no, Dustin's having a great year and he was terrific the other night. He had X amount of possessions and he's kicked three.
He didn't have a great night. I don't think he had a great night the other night.
I think the week before.
The week before he did. I think he's had a decent season. But everyone always thinks, oh, he's got to go to another level. I don't have many more levels left in him. I think he can get fitter. There's no doubt he can get fitter. And after, you know, 7, 8, 9 pre-seasons, he'll know his body really well. And that's what all the players say. You know, you get to this level. It's not about training. It's preparation and recovery.
Yep.
You start knowing what your body needs. But he largely is an outside, a sensational outside burst player. If he could complement it and improve his inside game, which means he has to take a little bit of his outside game away, become a lot more of an inside player, he'd be a more rounded player.
Yeah,
well, I wouldn't be too disappointed in him. I mean, if his output now is what he is going to get to, I don't think you can be too disappointed, can you, or not?
Oh, I reckon you can get another level. I reckon his field kicking at times, I find it to be just a little bit lazy. And there's some balls that come back that probably shouldn't. I mean, he's a thumping kicker. He kicks those balls really flat and low through the air, but sometimes they don't connect that
well. But we've been saying every year for 5, 6 years, Dustin Martin can go to another level. And we keep asking that question every year. There's got to come a stage where you think, why are we asking this question? Every year we ask it and we get the same roundabout. I actually think he's had a pretty good year.
Let's go to Greg on the road. Let's fit a couple of calls in before the break. G'day, Greg.
G'day, boys. Boys, I'm getting a little bit tired, and particularly Hawthorn players, of apologising for what they do. I suppose there's an argument, should players apologise? But, you know, they don't mean it, so why do it?
When they apologise?
They're going to do it again.
Yeah, I thought Hodgie's apology was sincere. It's just disappointing when you know these people, and we all get to know them and love them, and we see what great deeds they do.
Yep.
And then they let everyone down, let themselves down by, you know, Hodgie getting up and smashing Swallow in the head. You know, Louis, who we do 360 with, Louis takes out Todd Goldstein. I think, God, mate, what are you doing that for? But that's who they are. They have got a mean streak in them. Most of the time, they're level-headed blokes, but they've got a mean streak in them. Mate, most coaches, if you had those sort of players playing on your team, you'd say, fantastic. Because other clubs don't have mean streaks in them at all. Now, what Mitchell did on the weekend, he was a smart ass. Okay, is that mean? That's not mean. He was just being a smart ass. And listen, as I said, I have to suck it up, in my opinion. Other Eastern people and fans say, oh, he's got to be suspended. Oh, really? Worst things can happen in life in footy to get suspended than that. So I don't have an issue with that. But as I said before, when the Hawks have won 3 games, they didn't have these nasty passes like Hodge and Lewis and Brian Lake and those little bit of, not say snipey, but little bit of axe that Sam Mitchell finds himself in sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
You've got to have that edge, and that's, you're right, you said at the start, that's, look at the Brisbane teams, you know, the Geelong teams going back at their absolute peak. I just had that little extra.
It's called a mix of arrogance.
Yep.
It's a mix of intimidation.
That's it.
A mix of confidence. And it's a mix of damn good players.
Dennis in Geelong. Just one last one. Dennis.
G'day, guys. Gary Ablett, you know, what a champion player he's been. He's now confronted by this, which could be anything from, you know, some of the players that have either playing with the Gold Coast or have left the Gold Coast.
Yep.
Everyone wants to have a crack at Gary. He should have played against Carlton. He shouldn't have. He didn't. He should have. He couldn't.
Yep, your point.
All this rubbish. Absolute rubbish, Robbo. And the greatest player in the last 10 years, 2 Brownlow medals, and everyone wants to have a crack at Gary Ablett.
Dennis, good on you. Thank you. We're just a bit short for time. Quick 10 seconds.
Having a crack at Gaz. Do I reckon, from what my limited knowledge, should he have played? Yeah, I think he should have played. Do I think Gaz is popular at the Gold Coast amongst his players? Not all of them.
Never will be.
Should the captain be known there's a cocaine ring and cocaine celebrations going about? Maybe, but as was revealed this morning, there's 2 cliques up there, the God-fearing and the God-loving.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it all up.
Hi, I'm Jack, and my dad's Pete from the Mornington and Rosebud Telstra stores, this year's winners of the Telstra Licensee of the Year Award. My dad has been really busy lately, but he and the team have been recognised for their customer service excellence, and you really need to get in store and experience it for yourself. So drop in and see the Telstra Licensee of the Year team at the Telstra store in Mornington or Rosebud.
Or call us on 1300-MY-TELSTRA.
And in the meantime, I'm off to go kick the footy with Dad. Well done, Dad.
Thanks, son.
Who makes the whey protein isolate for Bulk Nutrients? Bulk Nutrients do, right here in Australia. That's why, when you need to build lean muscle and boost your recovery rate, Bulk Nutrients can help you do it better and at a much lower homegrown price. Whey protein isolate is just $36 a kilo. So weigh up the competition, then weigh in on whey protein isolate from Bulk Nutrients. All protein powders from Bulk Nutrients comply with the ASADA Prohibited Substances List. Get your free sample at bulknutrients.com.
Footy's in full swing, so make the most of it. Round up your mates and get to the MCG Lounge. The MCG Lounge gives punters like you and me access to one of the best rooms at the G. And trust me, it'll cost you a lot less than a night on the town. From just $220, you get entry into the MCG, access to the Jim Steins room in an all-inclusive package, and some of the best seats in the house. It's like being part of a massive corporate box. Anyone can go, so log on to tickertech.com.au, search MCG Lounge,
and experience footy on a whole new level.
The best Trident ever has landed with a 5-star ANCAP safety rating and up to 23% more torque from 20% less fuel. It's perfect for helping mates make a quick getaway. Like Tomo here, who's stuck at this vegan health retreat with his missus. Poor bugger. Must be starving.
It's a Mitzi.
You bet it is, mate. Jump in.
Oh, nice.
Drop into your Mitsubishi dealer and test drive the best Trident ever today.
Up to 23% more torque from 20% less fuel on GLS and XE Auto models.
It's the final days to hurry into Officeworks, your happy tax place, where everything you buy this end of financial year could be tax deductible. Hurry in and visit Officeworks today.
On 11.16 SEN, halftime with Brett Phillips. For the Photon Tunland, the only ute that comes with the legendary Cummins engine. And booze bids. Register now, the new way to buy alcohol.
30 more seconds with Robbo before we bid you farewell. We'll catch you on 360, of course, tonight. And
I will.
Plenty of action in the Herald Sun this week. Fascinating
run no doubt, mate.
In the back end of the season.
No doubt.
We're none the wiser. Gee, Fremantle, West Coast, Sydney, Hawthorn, Collingwood, Tigers, Adelaide, Bulldogs in the eight. That's great for footy. We'll see how it unfolds.
Good to talk to you, Brent.
Thanks, Robbo.